Well, good morning. It is a wonderful day in the Lord today. I'm recording this on Good Friday, and it is a special day as we lead up to Resurrection Sunday, or commonly called Easter. But I've been thinking, and I get in trouble sometimes when I think too much, but sometimes when I think this might be something worthwhile to share with somebody else, because, you know, I experience everything that you do, because as we get older, as we are young now, but maybe getting older, you know, we go through the seasons of life. And right now we are in spring, and it's been reminding me how we can relate to the spring. You know, you got it goes into summer and then into fall and then into winter. But the spring of the year reminds us of the season of our own life. Now, whether or not you realize, you're in the best years of your life, and you don't have to be behind. You can look forward, because as a child of God, you can age without getting old. Wait a minute, preacher. How can you age without getting old? Well, you got to remember, yeah, that this flesh body kind of tells us that we're getting old, but our spiritual body does not, because something God has for you and for me is the exciting time of every season of life, no matter where you are. And I think the Psalms, and I like that King David, because in the Psalms 103, it's one of the Psalms that David wrote. And he experienced the same thing as we do as humans. You know, that's what makes Jesus so special, because he came into this world to experience it, everything that we have and did. And again, he even then went on to be resurrected into new life. So, no matter where we are, no matter what stage of life we're in, we have hope that there is something much better ahead. But our attitude can kind of keep us sharp and alive. Now, I've noticed more lately on the local news and some of the other news that people over 100 years old, and they listen to them, and, you know, they still feel a joy about their life. So, we got a lot of things to look forward to, and whether you're young, don't worry about getting old. It's a wonderful journey. But anyhow, in Psalm 103, King David said, "Praise the Lord, I tell myself with my whole heart. I will praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, I tell myself, and never forget the good things that he does for me. He forgives all my sins. He heals all my diseases. He ransoms me from the death and surrounds me with love and tender mercy." And then in verse 5 he says, "He fills my life with good things. My youth is renewed like eagles." Now, we always say that the Psalms are a little bit of prophecy, and what David was talking about there, where Jesus forgives our sins. He heals. Who? Jesus heals your diseases. He redeems your life from destruction. Who is he? Jesus. And he crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercy. And then he gives us the hope of the resurrection. He says in verse 5, "Your youth is renewed like the eagles." Well, the same way that we have been forgiven, we have been healed in so many things, both physically and spiritually. We've been redeemed. We're loved. And these verses in the Psalm promise us our youth is being renewed. Now, I think it's a very important truth for us in these days, because it's challenging in these days, whether you're young or old. It's the topic that we need to always think about: Jesus and the hope that he gives to us. I remember the first time that I felt I was getting old. If you are old, do you remember the first time you were getting old? It was a day that I signed up for Medicare. I thought, "Huh. Medicare, yeah. Oh, that's the health insurance thing that you can get when you're old." Well, I just couldn't believe that I was in the Medicare office signing up, and it was like I was watching a movie about somebody else's experience. Do you remember the first time you felt you were getting old? Maybe it was when the kids were moving out of the house. Maybe when you bought your first pair of reading glasses. Boy, do I remember that. Or when your grandkids had to help you with your computer. Huh. Do you remember those days? I sure do. Well, the fact is that we're aging. And it doesn't mean that we should expect to lose our ability to live an active and full life, or that God is done with us, because He's certainly not. So if you're in your 20s or your 30s right now, there are things that you can start doing to make your latter years better than you think they might be. The truth is this: in each season of life, you can be strong, happy, and healthy. I want to just share a couple of the promises in the Word of God for us as I close this little segment. Just look at those promises in the Word of God. Look at Titus chapter 3, verse 5. It talks about the washing and regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. And then Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, encourages us that those who wait on the Lord shall be renewed in their strength. And in Psalm 92, verses 12 and 14, the righteous will flourish like a palm tree. Remember last week being Palm Sunday? Our life's going to flourish like a palm tree. They will still bear fruit in old age, and they will stay fresh and green always. Even in our season of where we live here in Tallahassee, the palm trees pretty much stay green all through the years. And of course, when you get down into South Florida, where the coconut palms are and all those, and coconut palms, my favorite, by the way, and you'll see that those palm trees stay green. So how do you age without getting old? I just want to think about that, because the inner person, this is me now, this is out of the book of Ralph, so you can take it for what it's worth. I think God gives us an inkling of eternal life. Because the spirit that lives in us is our spirit connected to God's spirit, and our spirit in us always feels young and fresh and alive. But the body that houses the Holy Spirit kind of wears out, you know? And in our inner spirit, we can think that we can do anything, that we're indestructible and we can do this. And then we say, well, you know, I can still climb up on the roof and fix the roof and I can do all that. Yeah, but the body don't want to go along with it too much. Now, I'm still able to do some of those things. I was able to crawl up on top of the motorhome and do some things. But I'll tell you, my body paid for it. But as I looked at some other things that I want to do, my spirit is telling me, hey, you're young enough to do that. Well, you are, with wisdom. When I was in the automobile business, that's what I did. I never had a trouble getting technicians or mechanics, whatever you'd like to call them today in the automobile business. But when the technician got old, his body got old, but his brain never got old. All those gifts and skills that he had were still available, maybe like pulling a motor. Well, physical dexterity kind of went away, and he couldn't do that on his own without struggling. So what I would do, I would always try to get a young person that is interested in automobiles and put them together with the seasoned technician, because the seasoned technician could tell the young man how to pull the motor, how to get it out, and how to fix it, and all that, and they kind of work side by side. I think that's the other thing in Ecclesiastes. God said the two are better than one, because when the one falls down, the other is there to pick them up. And I think that's the way it is with skilled labor. You pass it on from generation to generation. So you don't feel so old, because you're still accomplishing a lot. Well, I just wanted to talk to you today about life and spring of life and getting old and getting young. And, you know, but the wonderful thing about it is, that's why I paraphrase what the Apostle Paul said, that in this life you'll have trials and tribulations. But don't worry about it. Jesus said, I have come to give you new life. I have come to do things. So when Paul was talking about what was Paul talking about? goodness. See, now that's one of the things, getting old. Sometimes your brain just stops. But what I was trying to say, that Paul always talked about in Romans 7. And I always would paraphrase it a little bit, because Paul was telling us that if we only had this life to look forward to, we'd all be a sorry bunch of puppies. But because of the death, the burial, and the resurrection, and the promise of Christ coming again, you have hope. That's what we talk about, is the blessed hope. So we want to lift up prayers and prayer concerns. Pat Singletary spent a couple of days in the hospital. The good news is, this is Friday when I'm recording it, she's back home and she's doing well. Had a little bit of a problem that they were able to take care of, and that was good. And of course, want to continue to lift up my wife Judy. And there's so many people that's on the prayer list that we want to lift up in prayer. But always know that you can send us a request if you want us to pray with you and for you. You know, we don't mind doing that. In fact, we love to do it. We call that intercessory prayer. But you know, the most important thing, you can pray for yourself. You don't need a priest. You don't need anybody. Jesus will give you the wisdom, and the Holy Spirit will touch you when you talk to God for yourself. But if you need a prayer of agreement, or you want a prayer about a specific thing, let Phil know, or myself, and we'd be happy to either do it with you in person, or do it online, or however it takes to help with the good news of Jesus Christ. Well, this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice in it, and pray the prayer that Jesus taught. He taught this prayer to the disciples, telling them, use this as a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with as you talk to the Father. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and forever. Amen. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in to the online service. We love you, and God loves you. Have a good day.